Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need, when you need them, at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dear friends, I know many of you are going through difficult times, facing challenges that seem insurmountable and pain that feels unbearable. But I want to assure you that your pain will not be in vain. God is working in the midst of your struggles, preparing you for a future filled with prosperity and blessings beyond measure. My friends, open your hearts to this message of encouragement and my prayer. Don't forget to leave your comment with Amen. May God bless you and those around you. So, it's easy to feel discouraged when life doesn't go as planned. When we face setbacks, failures, and heartaches, it's natural to question why God would allow us to endure such pain. But I want to remind you that God's ways are not our ways, and His plans are far greater than we can imagine. In the midst of your pain, God is shaping you, molding you into the person He created you to be. Just as a sculptor carefully chisels away at a piece of marble to reveal a beautiful masterpiece, God is working in your life to refine you and prepare you for His purpose. You may not understand why you're going through what you're going through right now, but I want to encourage you to trust in God's plan. He sees the bigger picture, and He knows what is best for you, even when it feels like the storms of life are raging around you. Remember that God is in control, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. I know it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel when you're surrounded by darkness, but I want to remind you that joy comes in the morning. Your pain is temporary, but the blessings that God has in store for you are eternal. So, hold on to hope, my friends. Keep trusting in God's promises, knowing that He is faithful to fulfill them. Your pain will not be in vain. God is using every trial, every tear, and every moment of suffering to prepare you for a future filled with His goodness and grace. My friends, I want you to always remember the words of Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Trust in these words, my friends, and know that God has a plan for your life, a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, a plan to give you hope and a future. Dear friends, it's crucial to understand that the path to a prosperous future often involves navigating through the valleys of life. God's plan for you is not a guarantee of a trouble-free existence, but rather a promise that He will be with you every step of the way. Remember, the darkest nights often precede the brightest dawns. So, your struggles and hardships are not without purpose. They are the refining fires that shape your character, strengthen your faith, and prepare you for the blessings that God has in store. In those moments when you feel like giving up, remember that God is not finished with you yet. Your story is still being written, and the chapters of triumph and victory are yet to unfold. One of the most powerful lessons we can learn in the midst of adversity is the importance of surrender. Surrendering to God's plan doesn't mean resigning yourself to a fate of suffering, but rather relinquishing control and allowing God to work His transformative power in your life. It's in surrender that you find true freedom and discover the peace that surpasses all understanding. As you trust in God's plan, take comfort in the fact that He is a master at turning our trials into triumphs, our pain into purpose. Your current circumstances do not define your destiny. Rather, they are stepping stones leading you to the fulfillment of God's promises. Your pain is not wasted. It is an essential part of your testimony. Your struggles today are the very chapters that will inspire and encourage others tomorrow. So, as you endure, do so with the confidence that God's plan is far greater than any trial you may face. So, hold on to hope. Remain steadfast in faith and persevere in prayer. Your pain will not be in vain, for God is preparing you for a prosperous future that exceeds your wildest imagination. Trust in His timing, lean on His strength, and watch as He unfolds the incredible story of your life. Now, let us delve deeper into the essence of God's plan and the beauty that emerges from the tapestry of our lives. So, do you remember the story of Esther? A woman who faced a daunting challenge as she stepped into her destiny. Initially, her life seemed ordinary, but God had a grand purpose for her: to save her people from destruction. Esther's pain and uncertainty were transformed into a divine appointment, showcasing the intricate interplay of God's providence and human agency. Similarly, your struggles are not isolated events, but integral components of a larger narrative orchestrated by the Creator of the universe. Your perseverance through trials becomes a testament to God's faithfulness and the power of His transformative love. You are not alone in your journey. God is walking beside you, empowering you to overcome and inspiring others through your resilience. In Isaiah 43:2, the Lord declares, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." This promise echoes through the ages, assuring us that God's presence is our constant companion in the midst of life's challenges. As you endure hardships, remember that your pain is not a sign of God's abandonment, but rather an opportunity for His glory to shine through your life. Your story, with all its twists and turns, is a powerful testimony to the world that God is at work in the lives of His people. So, the character developed in the crucible of adversity prepares you to be a vessel of compassion and understanding. Through your experiences, you gain a profound empathy for the struggles of others. God transforms your pain into a ministry of comfort, allowing you to be a source of encouragement for those who are still in the midst of their storms. In 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, we read, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." Your pain becomes a conduit for God's comfort, creating a ripple effect that extends far beyond your individual circumstances. My friends, in the continuation of our reflections on God's plan and the purpose behind your current struggles, let us explore the transformative power of perseverance and the refining process that molds us into vessels of God's grace. Life's challenges, though difficult to endure, serve as opportunities for growth and spiritual refinement. In the furnace of adversity, God is not merely testing your strength, but refining your character, stripping away impurities, and shaping you into the person He envisions you to be. The pain you experience is not arbitrary. It is purposeful, designed to mold you into a resilient disciple, equipped to carry out God's plan for your life. Consider the words of James 1:2-4. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." This passage underscores the transformative nature of trials. They are instruments of growth, maturing our faith and deepening our reliance on God. As you face the challenges, remember that God's timing is sovereign. What may seem like a delay or detour in your plans is, in fact, God's orchestration for your ultimate good. Your pain is not a sign of God's indifference, but rather a testament to His commitment to your spiritual development and His desire to lead you toward a future filled with purpose and prosperity. It is also crucial to acknowledge that your journey is not solely about personal gain, but extends to the impact you can have on the lives of those around you. Your perseverance, born out of reliance on God's strength, becomes a beacon of hope for others facing similar struggles. Your story becomes a testament to the sustaining power of faith, offering encouragement to those who may be on the verge of giving up. In Galatians 6:9, we are reminded, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Your perseverance is an investment in the harvest God has prepared for you. Your continued faithfulness, even in the face of adversity, positions you to receive the fullness of God's blessings and to be a vessel through which His grace flows to others. Dear friends, every tear you shed, every hardship you endure, is a vital component of God's redemptive plan for your life. Consider the example of Jesus Christ, who experienced unimaginable suffering on the cross. His pain was not meaningless. It was the ultimate sacrifice that secured salvation for humanity. Through His death and resurrection, God demonstrated His power to transform suffering into triumph, despair into hope. Likewise, your pain is not without purpose. It is a catalyst for growth, a means by which God shapes your character and strengthens your faith. In the midst of your struggles, God is at work, molding you into a vessel of His grace and preparing you for a future filled with His blessings. In Romans 8:18, the Apostle Paul writes, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." This verse reminds us that our temporary afflictions pale in comparison to the eternal glory that awaits us in Christ. Your pain, though real and challenging, is but a fleeting moment in light of the eternal joy that God has prepared for you. It's essential to maintain a perspective of faith amid adversity. Instead of focusing solely on the pain of the present, look forward to the promise of a brighter tomorrow. Your struggles are temporary, but the rewards of perseverance are eternal. Hold fast to the hope that God's plan for your life transcends the difficulties you face today. Moreover, your journey of faith is not a solitary one. God walks beside you, offering His strength and comfort every step of the way. In Psalm 23:4, we are reminded, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me." Take solace in the knowledge that God is intimately acquainted with your pain and is present to sustain you through it. As you face the storms of life, remember that your pain is not in vain. It is a testament to your resilience, a testimony to God's faithfulness, and a preparation for the abundant blessings He has in store for you. Trust in His plan, lean on His strength, and let your journey be a testament to His grace. My friends, let us explore the concept of trust in God's plan with a deeper understanding. Your pain, though challenging, is not a sign of God's neglect, but rather an invitation to trust in His sovereignty and unfailing love. It's human nature to desire immediate relief from suffering, but God's timing often differs from our own. The waiting period, the moments of uncertainty, are not wasted. They are essential for your spiritual growth and the development of patience, a virtue that aligns your heart with God's perfect timing. Trusting in God's plan requires surrender, yielding your fears, doubts, and desire for control. It is an acknowledgement that His ways are higher, His wisdom is greater, and his love is steadfast. So, my friends, remember that your pain is not an indication of God's absence, but an opportunity for deeper intimacy with him. Your prayers, offered with a heart of trust, become a powerful channel for God's grace to work in your life. Your pain becomes a sacred space where God's peace, which surpasses human understanding. Furthermore, your trust in God's plan is not just for your benefit. It becomes a powerful testimony to those around you. In a world filled with uncertainty, your unwavering faith becomes a beacon of hope, an example of resilience in the face of adversity. Your story becomes a living testament to the transformative power of trusting in God's sovereign plan. Dear friends, let your trust in God be an anchor in the storms of life. Your pain, though difficult, is not in vain. It is a part of a grander narrative, a story of redemption and restoration that God is orchestrating for your life. Trust in his plan, surrender to his timing, and watch as he unveils the beauty that emerges from the ashes of your struggles. Now, open your hearts to pray this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you today with a heavy heart, seeking your powerful intercession in the midst of my struggles. I know that you are the God of restoration, and I trust that you can bring healing and wholeness to every area of my life that needs it. Lord, I am facing many challenges right now, and I feel overwhelmed by the weight of my burdens. But I know that you are with me and that you will never leave me or forsake me. I pray for your divine strength and courage to face the difficulties that lie ahead and to trust in your unfailing love and mercy. Father, I pray for restoration in my relationships, especially those that have been broken or damaged. Help me to forgive others, to let go of bitterness and resentment, and to embrace your grace and forgiveness. May I learn to love others as you have loved me, and to build strong and healthy relationships that honor you. Lord, I also pray for healing in my body, mind, and soul. I know that you are the great physician, and that you can heal every disease and affliction. I pray for those who are suffering from illnesses or injuries, and ask that you would bring them comfort and healing. I also pray for those who are struggling with mental health issues, and ask that you would bring them peace and restoration. Finally, I pray for our children, that they may grow up to be strong, healthy, and happy. Guide them in the right path and protect them from harm. May they never lose their faith in you. And may they always feel loved and cherished. I also pray for all parents who are struggling to raise their children in difficult circumstances, and ask that you would give them the wisdom, strength, and patience they need to be good parents in all things. I trust in your love and mercy, and I pray that you would grant me the grace to see your hand at work in my life. May I never lose hope, and may I always trust in your unfailing goodness. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need when you need them at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.